We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. It's so good to see you in the house of the Lord. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 111, just one verse of Scripture, where we read in verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever." Let me give you kind of a different translation of that last phrase. "Excellent insight have all they that do what God's wisdom commands." You know, I don't know about you, but I'm very disappointed in the decision-making that's taking place around the globe. And we're looking at individuals who look to be just stabbing into the dark, hoping that that will be the answer to the problem that we're having. And then you have others that are supposedly religious leaders who are basically saying, let's just do away with the Bible and all the condemnations of the Bible against this behavior and that behavior, and let's just be accepting of everyone. Well, if everyone is accepted, then there is no need for a Savior, is there? If we're all good enough, then that means we don't need a Savior. And yet the Bible tells us very differently that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, all of us need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ the Lord. "Excellent insight have all they that do what God's wisdom commands." Whenever I find in my life that I'm not obeying the Word of God, I can tell you something: you won't have good insight. You won't have God's wisdom, because that depletes, that goes away. The more you follow the Word of God, as you daily study the Scriptures and you fill your heart with God's Word, in that filling comes wisdom and understanding to be able to make decisions of life, to be able to go through. And we see a darkness that's come over the decision-making process of many today that go to church, that claim that they know the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet they make foolish decision after foolish decision and walk in paths they ought not to be walking. And what it boils down to, number one, is they don't fear the Lord. Number two, they're absent of His wisdom, because they do not know the commands of God to follow them. The fear of God is not this slavish type of fear that just paralyzes me, but rather it's reverential terror. Let me put it that way. Reverential terror. In other words, I don't want to disappoint God Almighty. I don't want to disappoint Him. I want to honor Him. I want to exalt Him. I want to make sure that He receives the praise that's worthy of His name. And therefore, that makes all of these other things around me less important than He. That's reverential awe. And we have certainly left that today in our world. And so I want to encourage you today. You've come here. You've gathered here in God's house for a purpose. I hope it's far greater than I just wanted to see my neighbor. I hope it's far greater than, well, that's what I'm supposed to do on Sunday. I pray that you have come here for the purpose of exalting the name of Jesus Christ and hearing from heaven, hearing from God's Word. And I pray that you will have God's wisdom to daily walk the path of this world and know the understanding that He alone can give. First of all, you have to fear Him. And secondly, you have to obey His commandments. And then the Bible says you will have excellent insight into the decisions of life.